Welcome, everybody, on a Wednesday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It is time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, just getting itching, getting ready to talk with us, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, and we'll talk with her right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
And we are back on your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast in the studio, standing by realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you love that applause?
Yeah.
How'd your Christmas go?
It went really fast.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that bummer about it?
I know. We always like plan and prep and we get so ready for it. And then all of a sudden it's just gone.
It's gone.
I know.
And you know, when you start to get to my age, Caitlin, you're going to start going, I'm glad it's done.
I know, right? I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, at what point do I take down my Christmas tree now?
I know.
Do I wait till after the new year or do I take it down now? I don't know.
I wish my Christmas tree was as big as one we have in the studio here because it wouldn't take me very long. But it takes me a full entire day to put my tree up. So it takes almost a full entire day to take it down.
Yeah.
And when you have three cats and two dogs, they help you out much. You know, it just goes by so quick. Big plans for, well, we can talk Friday about New Year's. How's that?
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Now, first time home buyers, there's some financial fundamentals, if you will, that I'm sure you need to follow. I remember when I bought my first home, I was so lost. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. But let's talk about that.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So, you know, in 2022 that we just had this year, it's coming down to an end. And a lot of, because the market changed, a lot of buyers kind of put their plans on hold for the new year, come springtime. So I'm sure a lot of them are kind of getting ready to gear up and start thinking about their financials and how to get things in order. So there's a few things that we can do to help you get like one step ahead of the game right now so that you're ready when you're when the time comes to buy a house.
Okay.
So the first one is to build your credit. So credit helps determine what loan you can qualify for. There's lots of loans out there. The most common ones are like the conventional FHA, those ones. So it's going to help determine what you can qualify for. So if you have a better credit score, you might qualify for one versus the other, that kind of stuff. But it also helps impact your mortgage interest rate. And I know that's always a big topic.
Sure.
So, you know, the better credit you have, the lower your interest rate is probably going to be. And when you see stats about like what are the interest rates today for a 30-year fixed loan, it's kind of like an average loan, and it might not be the same loan for you versus me, depending on your credit score.
Sure.
So there's also, you know, a lot of factors that go into your mortgage application. So once everything is set in stone, the main point is that a higher credit score is going to equal a lower monthly mortgage payment. The one thing that you can start doing right now is just getting your credit score up if it is lower.
Yeah, and you can always get them up. It might take a little bit of time, but at one point in my life, my credit score was horrible. I built it up again.
Yeah.
And you know, things happen, but you can do it. Just don't get too down because you can always bring it back up.
Yep, and another thing too is if you don't have any credit yet, so you know, if you're just starting right out the bat, that's one thing that they might tell you, like lenders might tell you, go out and get a credit card. You want to have some credit built up because it shows banks that you're capable of making those payments.
Yep. I know people that have a lot of money and they have absolutely zero credit. Ex-NHL players, you know, guys that had money and it's like, well, I'm going to have to take a loan just because I have no credit.
Right.
You know, and that's what they had to do. I know a guy who's 67 years old and couldn't get a cell phone because he didn't have credit, even though he's loaded.
I know.
So it's kind of funny how that works.
It is. It's weird because it's like you grow up and you're told not to rack up debt. Don't rack up. You know, you don't want like you don't want that. So it's like we kind of hold back. But then once it comes to buying something big, they're like, oh, you need to have credit.
Yeah, you need to go get some credit cards and start spending money.
Right. Go buy a new car. Yeah, there
you
go.
Yeah. And then they tell you not to buy a new car if you are going to buy a new house.
Exactly. I know. So it's definitely just making sure that you're doing things in the right order.
Sure.
So how can you make sure that your credit is in the best possible shape when it is time to buy? The first thing you can do is track your credit. So especially around the holidays, if you're someone who's like an online shopper, there's a lot of scams out there, and you just want to make sure that you're checking your statements monthly, making sure that everything is looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if it's – I don't really know if banks can dispute it if you take too long to, like, notify them or if it's something that you have to do right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure.
And most banks will notify you if there's
if
some –
something big,
if
yeah.
stuff going on in your credit card.
Right, like if it's, you know, something from out of the country or something like that. One thing I do, though, is I set up on my phone to have notifications. So, like, whenever something is taken out of my bank account, it'll send me a notification and – that's kind of how I can keep track of it. So, like, if something pops up and I'm like, ooh, that doesn't look right.
That's how I get busted.
Yeah.
Because my wife gets the notifications.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, so that's how I get busted.
Oh, so you really have to be careful then. Okay, so the next thing you can do is just make sure that you're paying your bills on time. Especially, I like to point out for, like, college students who are freshly graduating, those student loans are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, the federal ones, I think they are on forgiveness right now still, but... the state ones, I believe you still have to pay. And they give you a little grace period, whether I think it's like 6 months or something after graduating. But make sure you know when your loans start, pay your monthly rent on time, all that stuff, because you don't want to not pay a big student loan and then have that
get dinged.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So kind of just make sure you're paying all your lines of credit on time. And then for credit cards, they usually have like the minimal balance that you have to pay monthly. If you have extra money lying around, put a little bit more down. So if your minimal balance is, you know, $45, maybe put $60.
Sure.
Whatever you can do, it's going to help in the long run
mm-hmm.
to get that credit, to pay it, and make sure that you're not forgetting it. So, and I think you can also, like, set up automatic payments on a credit card.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to really think about it at
mm-hmm.
all. So just a little steps you can do to get your credit in order. But the next one is... down payments. So for first-time homebuyers, you're going to need to have money saved up for a down payment on a house. And something that the experts say, the little slogan is set it and forget it. So if you're someone who is an employee and you get your, you know, your two-week paycheck every 2 weeks, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that anymore, so I don't really remember. But so if you get your – it's your every 2 weeks, I believe. Some people get paid at the end of the month. Some people get paid every week. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice, but
– Yeah.
I'm just kidding. So if you are someone who gets paid regularly, you can have your employer set aside – like they can take money out and put it into another account.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is when you're like setting up your W-2 or whatever mm-hmm. it is, but you can take money off your paycheck and have it go into another account.
Oh, okay.
So that's an idea so that, you know, because mm-hmm. payday comes around and everyone gets excited and go out and buy the things you want.
Go see how fast I can burn my paycheck.
Exactly. So if, you know, kind of just like taxes, they come out, they're out of sight, they're out of mind. You don't really have to think about them. You can do the same thing and take out a portion into another account to start saving for a down payment. If you're an independent, you know, contractor or you're self-employed, you can also do the same thing. But instead of it coming out of a paycheck, you can have it just come out of your checking account into another account so that, you know, again, out of sight, out of mind.
Right, right.
Because I'm someone who I can get impulsive if I want something and I get paid and it's like, ooh, let's go shopping.
But, I think so, we're all guilty of that once in a while.
Going off of down payments, though, there's also a lot of down payment assistance programs for first-time homebuyers. You have to qualify for them, but they are out there. So just making sure that you're educating yourself now so you know what to save up for. A common myth is you have to save 20% for a down payment. That's not true. A lot of my buyers, you know, 3 to 5%, 10% at the most. If you have money for a 20%, it's nice because then you can get the PMI off of your insurance off. But I always say as a first-time homebuyer, you do not want to wipe out your savings account on a down payment. When you're buying a house, there's going to be things that pop up.
Absolutely.
You know, I know when I bought my house, like 2 weeks later, my water heater went out. So I had to go out and get a new water heater. When you're renting, you don't realize these things. Like you're going to need a snowblower because people aren't going to come snowblow your driveway. You, in an apartment, you have maintenance workers. In a house, you have to fix everything yourself or hire.
Yep.
You definitely don't want to.
You don't just make a phone call and say, "Hey, my water heater quit." Okay, we'll take care of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're gonna have to have money saved up, and you don't want to spend your entire savings just on a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. And then I guess depending on the market too. You know, when you're buying a house, you can ask sellers to contribute to closing costs and kind of help pay that down payment.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, you know, there's ways to save up for a down payment. You it's a myth that you need 20%. It's not always the case. So just kind of getting educated now so that you know how much to save and the options there for you. Okay. Next step is to get pre-approved. So this one, I'm sure a lot of buyers already know. The reason we want to have a pre-approval, though, is because as realtors, depending on the market, if it's a super, super competitive market, a lot of us won't even start showing homes to buyers without that pre-approval.
Sure. I mean, you're kind of wasting, you could be wasting your time, basically.
Right.
I mean, you've got other things to do, too.
Right. But the main one is, like, if you don't know what you can afford, mm-hmm. where do you even start?
Right.
You know? It's like everybody wants the super high expensive house because it looks nice and it has nice things. But if you fall in love with that and then find out you can't afford it, like, that's sad. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it kind of ruins the experience. So we want to make sure that we're shopping where you can afford. And then, you know, going off of that too, I like to educate my buyers what you can afford, what the bank is going to lend you mm-hmm. might be different than what you want to afford.
Sure.
You know, depending on that monthly mortgage.
You're thinking
payment.
200, the bank's thinking 175.
Right.
You know?
And, and a lot of, you know, first time home buyers, they're coming from, you know, maybe living with their parents where they've never had to pay rent. Mm-hmm. Or they're coming from an apartment where they're maybe spending $500 or $600 on rent. Well, if you are pre-approved for like a $300,000 house, like your payment's going to be like $1,800 a month. Like, do you want to afford that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just getting educated on that. But ultimately, the pre-approval, once you have it, we know your budget. We know where to start shopping. And then when you do find the house you like, that's we have to put the pre-approval in with our offer. So if it's a competitive market and we don't have it, we don't want to wait around for you to get the pre-approval and then chances of the house getting taken off the market.
Sure.
You know, that kind of stuff. So having that pre-approval is definitely going to help us know what you can afford on your house. So, but ultimately the last step I have here is to, you want a team of professionals on your side. You want to have someone who is studying the market on a national level as well as a local level. So we can kind of compare like what's happening in Grand Forks, North Dakota versus these bigger cities around the world. We check interest rates, inflation, we check everything. So having someone that you can talk to and know the market, it kind of takes, we want to take the stress off the buyers. We don't want them to have to deal with stress or anything. We want it to be a smooth transaction. So I always say like, let me have your stress. I will solve all the puzzle pieces.
That's what you guys
everything.
Do.
It is. It's what we do. So if there are any first-time home buyers out there, I definitely recommend getting in contact with a realtor, a lender, all the experts that you need on your team.
Yeah, a realty expert.
Yes.
So we're talking build your credit, check your credit card statements, pay your bills on time, save for your down payment. If you have to put a little aside, do it. Down payments do not always have to be 20%, no matter what you hear. Also, maybe you could ask around, maybe do a little dickering for some help with the closing costs. The big important one, though, is make sure you are pre-approved.
Yes.
It makes everybody's life so much easier if you've got that pre-approval. And then, like you said, Caitlin, finally get a good team of professionals. And that is where you get the realty experts, the professionals at Berkshire Hathaway, like yourself.
Yes.
Man, you're getting pretty good at this.
I know. I really am.
So when you applied for this job, did they say, by the way, you're going to be on a show too?
Well, I mean, kind of like it slipped in there. And I the idea of it, I was like, oh, that sounds a little scary. Like, I'm going to be talking about this in front of whoever's listening. And I was like, oh, what if I mess up? And it's always scary, but I love it. And
piece of cake, isn't it?
Exactly. And my job is to have conversations like this and talk to people and educate. So, and that's mainly my thing is I just want to educate the community of Grand Forks.
Before you know it, it's going to be the Caitlin Ramseth Show.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth?
My number is 320-267-6692. I always have my phone on me, so shoot me a text or call.
And we will see you again on Friday morning.
Yes.
All right. Hey, it was awesome having you in here.
Thank you.
All right. She gave you the number. You know how to get a hold of her, your realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth. And she is with Berkshire Hathaway. And your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast is coming up again Friday morning. We'll be back again with Caitlin about 10 o'clock. Till then, have yourself a good week.